I like that Darius and AB are out there and they're making their picks every single week. We do the same thing. They pick all the games. We don't pick all the games, but we like to do a little something around here called Big Head Bets. I'll get to that really quickly. One quick bit of reaction. Beauregard's Butler tweets, "Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Alvy to the XR4TI crew after killing the roach. Hashtag gladiator.
At least give me a clean death.
Where do you come out? I'm gladiator myself. All right, time for another edition of the Big Head Bets. We do it every single Friday with Big Head James Kelly. Now, the fact is, he is not articulate. In fact, he's barely literate. But he has a gigantic head and is practically a savant in the way he picks games. Now, do not get this twisted. Betting the NFL is near impossible at this point, especially against the spread. Even the pros struggle with it. But I'm here to tell you, he may not have an exact title per se, a professional title per se, but I'm going to tell you, I will put the head to head against some of the very best that do it. The best of the best. And I know the people who get down with us, who track this sort of thing, know that we are really, really good at it. I'm not saying we're perfect. Nobody is. I'm saying that what we have to offer you is damn good. Good entertainment, good info, and good picks. There is your Friday setup. Head, what's cracking? How you doing, man?
Gladiator, bar none, number one.
Oh, Gladiator.
Gym. Gladiator.
Where do you come out? How come?
Maximus. All of it. It's incredible. The entire movie, the fight scenes, the acting. I'm not sure if you've noticed, Maximus has kind of gained a little weight since then, but then, at that time, it's incredible.
Yeah, he's also said some pretty regrettable things. He's done some pretty regrettable things. He's had a rather regrettable amount of weight gain.
That's right.
Great movie, though, man. Great movie. Darius, how about our guy Darius, man? He's nice, huh?
Dude, smart, funny, cool guy, and I love his breakdowns on Twitter. I actually watched it right before you had him on, and it's just very good insight for a lot of people that don't understand how the games work. He does a good job of all of it. So,
yeah, you do, though, Head. Let's get right to it. Right off the top, I want to say there are, okay, clones, get ready. We're going to break this thing down. Get your pens out. I want to say, Head, there are some insane NFL spreads this weekend. Crazy numbers that you ordinarily would never see in the NFL. So I'm kind of hyped to see how you're going to play it. Why don't we start with the Cards and the Texans? Arizona is the last remaining unbeaten team. They're 6-0. Come Sunday, they will be 7-0. The Texans have one win, and they are ass. We know that, too. Here is the question, Head. What is the fat number that you were seeing on that? And is there any way that you would take the Texans and them to stay within that fat number?
The number is 17.5, and hell
dude,
no.
Dude, stop right there. Yep. 17.5.
17.5. Arizona at home against the Texans. And Jim, I'm riding with the Cardinals here. Yeah. The concern is after the way they handled Cleveland, this could be a bit of a trap game, but Cliff's track record doesn't show a lack of focus recently. He is 5-1-1 in his last 7 games against the spread after allowing less than 15 points in the previous game, so I like that here. And I just don't think Houston can hang with the Cards from the go. Arizona, all season, they start fast. They are the second in the NFL in first quarter points. If they get out quickly and they make the Texans one-dimensional, watch out, because Houston's offensive line is extremely bad in pass pro, and they are missing their two best player blockers there. Also, J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins might be a touch motivated here. And this is the second biggest spread of the season, Jim. The biggest was the Texans, plus 18.5 against the Buffalo Bills week 4, and they lost 40-0 there. I'm hoping they embrace that same inner ass this Sunday. Let's go Cards, minus 17.5.
Wow, embrace that same inner ass. when they were -18.5. There was a part of me that thought maybe there's no way. You make a really good argument. Arizona -17.5, and especially if the Texans embrace their, quote, inner ass.
That's right.
That is not the only double-digit line. The Bears are expected to get their faces broken in Tampa on Sunday, understandably so. Now, the Bucs are flawed on the back end, but for the most part, they are a well-oiled machine, especially offensively. Do you think the Bears, I will say this, I mean, in their defense, I expect them to get on the airplane, get off the airplane, and show up at the yard. Will they, quote, embrace their own inner ass? What is the number? How are you playing it?
I'm hoping they are. Tampa -12 at home is the number, Jim, and I'm laying the 12 and going the Bucs, so I hope they do. Like you mentioned, though, against Tampa, you have to throw the football, right, and attack that secondary. The Bears do not throw the football. Only the Saints have fewer attempts this season than Chicago does in attempts per game. So Justin Field is going to be asked to do something he hasn't done, and that could lead to some turnovers. It's very Dodgers-like approach from Pennis and Cracker Jacks there. I just want to throw that out there for the Dodgers.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
Like, asking them to do something that they haven't done all year. Like, they just don't. They're not big in routine.
Dude, that Pennis and Cracker Jack thing, I know it's the Bears, but that's just gratuitous. Just don't need to mix that in. It's got
anyways,
nothing to do
with that.
All right, no, actually, I'll allow it. I take that back. It is the Bears. You're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that Bears defense is
it's
good.
Not like you weren't going to do it. Go ahead.
But they're banged up. No Robert Quinn this weekend. And against TB44, like we all know, you got to get him off those spots. This offense is explosive. They're averaging over 32 points a game. Now, the Bucs are 2-4 against the spread this season, but 6-1 in their last seven games following against the spread loss. That's in place here. Let's go Bucs -12 against Chicago.
All right, so right there, we've got two double-digit spread games, and you're going minus on both, which is incredible. Like, yep. I know you, Head. I know you. I know you're looking for value. Now, not that I fully trust the Colts, but I see them going to Frisco. I see Jonathan Taylor running wild, man, with authority, snot-bubbling fools. I see Carson Wentz not trying to play hero ball. I know they're banged up, too, but I kind of like what I'm seeing. I actually like these guys on the road if I get the right number. So tell me, what is the number, and how are you playing that game?
I do love value, but it's so funny because this season I've been hitting so much chalk. It just makes so much sense to me. But right here, yes, I'm going value. I'm going Indy +4 right now, and I just like the points there. The 49ers are obviously coming off that bye, and Jimmy G is going to be their quarterback. But George Kittle isn't playing, and they are still banged up overall, Jim. And Wentz, he's slowly and quietly playing better ball. Indy might actually have something there, might being the key word, but he's been playing on two busted ankles, right, and behind a depleted line, and he's thrown 9 touchdowns and only 1 interception this year. Also, Indy as a whole, they haven't turned the ball over. They have the third fewest turnovers per game in the entire NFL, and they're the least penalized team in the NFL. And look, man, we're talking about revenge today, a couple games here. And DeForest Buckner, he might have something for the 49ers. And get this number for the spread in San Francisco. San Fran is 5-22-1 in their last 28 games as a home favorite. Let's go Colts +4.
I think it's a strong argument. I think I would love to go against you on any of these.
And I love Shanahan, but man.
Oh, I know you do, dude. You love that fam. You love that fam. Indy +4. All right, well, looky here. What do you know? The Giants are dogs at home. Because, of course, they are. And pretty much would be against anybody in that league other than those slugs across town that they share that house with. This week's loss matchup is with Carolina. Pretty obviously, we know the Panthers are going to get to the quarterback. Pretty obviously, we know the Giants quarterback, Daniel Jones, is going to turn the ball over. That's what they do. That's what he does. Question is, what do you do, Head? What's the number here? What are you doing with it?
So, Ritz Panthers are -2.5 right here, Jim, and it seems like since the old man Ike sported his Panther gamer at work, I think they've lost every single game since then. So, I'm going to go.
Yeah, but he did make like 5 wardrobe changes in that, within
this is
that,
not
right?
Cool.
That is not cool. Right, Rhett? Yeah, he did do that too. And actually, Jim, I'm going to go with him here.
Huh?
He's going to break the streak here. Yes. I'm going to go Carolina minus 2.5. I think it's actually finally dawned on Matt Rhule that a game plan might be best taking the ball out of Sam Darnold's hand and handing the football off. And I think the Panthers will probably do that this Sunday. The Panthers' pass rush that you just said, too, of course, that's the biggest difference. And the Giants could play right into their hands. Over the past three games, New York has thrown the ball more than every single team outside of Kansas City in the entire NFL. And if they do that Sunday, I love Carolina. Spread numbers also. Carolina is 4-0 against the spread in their last four road games via team with a losing record. That's the Giants. And 8-1 against the spread in their last nine road games. That's in play here. Going Ritz Panthers minus 2.5. And as always, Jim, if we don't cover that, tweet at the old man. He will be watching probably in a Jimmy Clausen gamer or something like that, and he'll respond accordingly.
He'll be live tweeting too, and it'll be unreadable, but he'll be all about it. He'll be doing it. So tweet at the old man. I like that pick, actually. I like it. I like that pick, not because they're Ritz Panthers, but because they're going against the Giants. Minus 2.5. I like that. Finally, why don't we circle back to the other huge line? Incredibly, Head, there are three double-digit spreads this Sunday, and the last one has the Rams as enormous favorites against the Lions. Of course, the Rams are among the league elite. The Lions are among the league's worst. This would be your run-of-the-mill hospital job if not for that spicy storyline, Stafford v. Goff. That's right, Jared Goff. He's going to make his return to L.A. for the first time since getting run out of town and sent to the D. The fact is, Stafford has been everything the Rams thought that he would be, and Goff, unfortunately, has been everything Detroit should have known that he wouldn't be. I mean, Head, if Stafford couldn't lead the Lions anywhere, how the hell was Goff going to? Anyway, we know it's going to be a curb stomping, but what is the number, and is there any way you would ride with Dan Campbell, Goff, and the Lions?
Hell no on that one, Jim. And yes, you're right. It is a big number. But, dude, I shopped these things, and I found a 14 and a hook at WinBet when most of these sites have around 16, 16 and a half. So I hit that thing right away.
Explain what you mean by 14 and a hook.
So 14 and a half, the hook is always that half point on the end of that whole thing, which I don't like it because it's after two touchdowns, right? But it's still better than 16 and a half, and that's what I found on WinBet this morning.
So WinBet, like, baby.
Yes. What's that?
I said WinBet, baby. All right, go ahead. Break it down for me.
There you go. Exactly. So I hit that. It's another big one. It's the third big one I'm hitting, and I don't know. I just think it's interesting to see how Goff will play this week. It's odd to me that maniac Dan Campbell puts him down and then praises Matt Stafford this week. Normally in Goff's shoes, that person would be motivated, but that dude is like the most nonchalant guy I've ever seen in my life, so I don't even think that's going to help the Lions here. But overall, obviously, like you said earlier, we have a very talented football team versus a very untalented football team. Last week, the Rams were extremely balanced against the Giants. They could play that card if they want to. But I also could see Stafford picking apart that lean Lions secondary and get off, basically, going against those guys. He is third in passing touchdowns, fourth in passing yardage, and second in passer rating already. His weapons have favorable matchups all everywhere, every single one of them. But for Detroit, their key, I would say, would be converting on
those third downs. Grammer's got a favorable matchup against you. Grammar's kicking your ass, dude.
It always
Winthrop.
Does.
Go ahead, finish the thoughts. All right, I'm just kidding. Just playing.
So for Detroit, their only way of winning this game would be converting those third downs against an average third down defense in L.A. and keeping that Rams on the bench, but I just don't see that happening. They haven't had a lot of success themselves, Detroit, there. I got Stafford and McVay getting over on Goff and the Maniac big time here, minus 14.5. In Los Angeles. Let's go Rams here.
You know what? Really quickly, Head, it's interesting what you said about Dan Campbell being critical of Jared Goff. Mitchell Schwartz came on our podcast, the Jim Rome podcast, and he made a point. We were talking about coaches. He said, guys don't like that. And it wasn't even in response to that particular issue. He's like, guys don't like coaches dragging them publicly. And we love Dan Campbell because he says things that other guys wouldn't say. But I don't know if that's going to benefit Jared Goff. I mean, if you want to challenge a guy, challenge a guy. But I just thought it was interesting that Mitchell Schwartz, I mean, and I know you're a big Mitch Schwartz guy.
I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, they always try to shake up Jared, and he's just not a guy that shakes up and just kind of snaps into something like that. And Matt Campbell's kind of doing the same stuff that I think McVay kind of did, and the guy just doesn't respond to that.
Yeah, Alvin, on the other hand, does. He was shook. You want to talk about a guy who shakes up? How about that? Did you watch that? Did you see the video of that from wherever you are?
Oh, dude, I can't believe they got it. That's a big-ass roach, too, man.
All right, so run this down really quickly if they're joining us late. And by the way, you're good, but not that good. I can't believe you got 15 minutes. Break it down. You've got 5 games. Who do you have?
I got Cardinals minus 17.5 against the Houston Texans. Colts plus 4 at San Francisco. Bucks at home minus 12 against the Bears. Ritz Panthers minus 2.5 against the New York Giants in New York, and the Rams minus 14.5 against Dan Campbell's Lions.
Very chalky, but I like the picks. I like them a lot. I'm looking, the only one that I'm looking a little sideways at, and only for a second, was Tampa Bay, but that's not a green light for you to go back to Pennis and Cracker.
On the money there.
All right. Yeah. Wait, say it again. What?
It's even on the money there. It's about a 51-49 split right now on the money. So a lot of people are seeing the same thing.
51 which way?
Last I saw, Bucks, 51.
All right. There you go. All right, Head. Have a great weekend. Good luck.
All right, Jim. Thanks.
Let's get paid.
Yep.
Look for it on Twitter in case you missed it. All right. So we do that every Friday. What I'm saying is, what's different about us when we do that? Say what you want. I'm saying, look at our track record. Look at the Head. Look at what we do. And I'm going to put those numbers up against a lot of pros. And then the difference also is we give you entertainment value and good picks. Big Head Bets. All right. So there you go.